Welcome back to Level Up with Andy Buck, where you're going to learn some life skills, people skills, and sales skills that will help you learn to serve something greater. Have you ever looked around and wondered how you got someplace? I don't mean like when you drive to a location and don't remember the path you took. I'm talking about like a place in life. I remember one day when I was having a crisis in my life. I had just been kicked out of college and I was working 11 to 7, the graveyard shift, unloading 18-wheelers by hand. It was a horrible job. The work paid very well, but it was hard, it was dark, and it was a very obvious dead end. I looked around and wondered, how did I get here? The answer was clear. Choices. It wasn't just one choice that landed me in the position I was in. It was a series of small decisions that added up to the end result. In Darren Hardy's book, The Compound Effect, he talks about how nobody woke up one morning and decided to be fat or broke, unemployed, divorced, or in my case, in a dead-end job. These are all a result of a series of decisions that led up to the end result. So, how do you make the right choices so that you get the end result that you desire? Well, it comes down to making the right small choices every day. And usually, those are the hardest decisions to make. Instead of getting that breakfast sandwich, try waiting until 1 p.m. to eat. Instead of walking away when you have a fight with someone close to you, take the time to acknowledge your part in the disagreement and apologize. Instead of avoiding the phone calls that you need to make to clients, do them first with a smile on your face. Instead of starting to exercise on Monday, do something, anything today that will get you started. Instead of buying the new iPhone or tech gadget that's out there, put that money into some product that will give you monthly income that you won't have to work for down the road. And instead of staying in that dead-end job, read a book and learn a skill that you can use to further your career in something you enjoy. You see, all of these seemingly difficult decisions become easy once you simply decide to do it. The hardest part of making a choice to do something is to decide to do it. The word decide means to cut off all other options. Once you decide, everything else gets easier. I would invite you to make a list of all the things that you have avoided doing because, well, it's hard or it's uncomfortable. Now, pick three of those and envision or think about how your life would be better if you started doing those things right now. Next, make the decision to do each of those things now. You'll be shocked and amazed at how far you will come when you begin doing those difficult things that have been keeping you from success. Best of all, if you're like me, once I changed my habits and did the things I had been avoiding, I found out that I actually enjoyed them. Now, go out there and level up and make a difference.